I live in Chapelle Neuve, or at least some of the time. I've had a house there for many years. I spent some time here in the 1990s and then was elsewhere for various reasons, but I've been here this year for some of the time.
And whereabouts are you the rest of the time?
At the moment, I work in Brussels. I work for the European Commission as a translator, actually. Not that I intend to make a career of it, but...
What languages do you translate?
Well, principally into Irish or Gaelic from English, or sometimes some German or French.
And what about Breton?
Breton is a non-official language, so it's not a working language of the European Union.
Do you speak Breton?
I do.
You speak all the Celtic languages. They're very similar, aren't they?
Well, there are two branches of Celtic languages. There's the Gaelic branch and there's the Brythonic branch. So within those branches, they're quite similar, so Irish Gaelic and Scots Gaelic. Breton and Welsh, though, although they belong to the Brythonic branch, they've grown apart over the last 1,000 years or so.
Originally, you're from Wales, I believe?
Yeah, I was born in Cardiff, but I grew up in Ireland. I went to school in Ireland.
So you've really got a very mixed Celtic background.
Well, for me, it's not really Celtic, although linguistically it is, but... they're just distinct things, really. My mother and her family are Welsh, and we speak Welsh together. My father is Irish, and now I'm in Brittany, so obviously there's a Celtic connection. As I say, for me, they're distinct and different things, actually. But
now, as well as being a translator, I think you're probably better known as a poet.
Well, I'm not sure. Possibly in different places. I've published numerous books, but in different languages and places. So there's some in Ireland and some in Wales and some in Germany and some in Romania. So poetry is a sort of a constant thing in my life. It's the thing I return to. Other books I've written are about other things. So rather than being a translator or a musician, principally, I suppose by now I'm a writer, yes.
What do you like doing most?
Well, being a writer means you have to do it. It doesn't leave you a choice, really. I wouldn't call it an obsession, but existentially it's something you can't not do if you have it in you, you know. So that's what I like doing, I suppose. But in balance with other things like music and maybe good food.
And how does Breton food meet your
expectations? Well, of course, the culinary or gastronomic culture in France and Brittany is wonderful, really. So it's good in other countries too, but there's a lot of finesse here in the cooking. And it's always a pleasure, really, to eat the simple things, fresh things, and so vive la cuisine française.
If our listeners wanted to see your books, your poetry, how can they do that?
Sometimes the print runs are small, and so the sells out or isn't available. You might find copies of a book of poetry called The Crooked Road on the internet. There are others, but not in English. The principal work I refer to in English is a book about West Wales, about my mother's culture. It's called Pen and Plough. It describes social change in the 20th century. I think English speakers living in Brittany would be interested in that, because the agrarian society in West Wales, now greatly changed, was similar to that of, for example, Brittany as well. It's called Pen and Plough.
Well, thank you very much, Dermot.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, and all the best with the programme, and all the very best to the listeners.
Thank you.